following upon the heels of Rabbi Dr. El Malay, who last week spoke about Hakaras HaTov, and also Rabbi Reichman Shlita, both of them Shlita. Rabbi Reichman spoke about Hakaras HaTov. Does anybody know when he discussed Hakaras HaTov?
Shabbos,
that's correct. And I will also discuss Hakaras HaTov. However, I will not repeat anything that they said. And that, of course, presupposes that I heard everything they said, which I did. And also registered with me, which I generally tend to listen to other people, because they're Cheretz Kadmah LaTorah, and I also like to listen to Talmidei Chachamim, and anyone who says it about Torah, I generally try to absorb it osmotically to the extent that I can. What I will do, however, is I will also focus on the same idea, which is the most fundamental idea in Yadus, is the idea of Hakaras HaTov. I just want to really focus on two individuals who are known for their lack of Hakaras HaTov. And they are, of course, none other than our good friends that begin their career, their illustrious career, or their infamous illustrious career, the beginning of Sefer Shmos. The Torah says over here, "Vayi bayam vahem, vayidal Moshe vayitzei alachav, vayavis idlosam, vayavish mitzvim makei shivim me'achav." Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and sees a Egyptian man who is hitting an ish ivri. The Torah says, "Vayifesh bavachol vayarki an ish, vayachetz hamitzvi vayikrei bachol." The next day, "Vayitzei bayam hasheni b'nei shnei anashim b'brit mitzim." There are two Jews that are fighting. "Vayomer l'rasha lama sakeh v'yecha." And of course, what does he tell him? "Vayomer mi samcha l'ish sar b'shofet aleinu." Who made you, shall we say, the chief here? "Al hargeni ata omer kasher haraktes hamitzvi." You want to kill me the way you killed the Egyptian. "Vayira moshe vayomer achein no da'a davar." So, the question that the Rishonim asked, and Rashi asked on the spot, how did that Russian know about the mitzvah that was killed? What was he aware of it? As a matter of fact, the Torah says very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu, prior to that, had surveyed the scene, and it says, "Vayar ki enish." Moshe Rabbeinu saw the place was deserted. There was no one there. So obviously, this Russia must have been whom? That Ivri. This Russia must have been that Ivri that Moshe Rabbeinu saved him from the mitzvah. He was present, B'shas Maisa. He was there at the moment this occurred, and he saw how Moshe killed the mitzvah. Moshe saved him. And what does he say in reaction to Moshe Rabbeinu saving him? He has the temerity to issue the following words of chutzpah, namely, what words? "Mi somcha le'isa b'shofet aleinu. Ha'l'argeni ata omer kasharak desa mitzvah." He does not recognize the gdula of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know one thing about Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he had not yet really come to his full height in terms of his gedula, but one thing we do know, the Torah says over here, "Vayar b'siblosam." The psukim preceding this, "Vayi bayam ma'im, vayigdal Moshe, vayitzei alachav, vayar b'siblosam." The famous comment of Rashi, the Ramban also here discusses it, namely, Moshe Rabbeinu attempts to help every single person, every single Jew, or every single human being. Moshe Rabbeinu attempts to intervene. And Chazal, in effect, indicate that this is the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. He himself, the Rashi himself says, "Ha'l'argeni ata omer kasher harakta sa mitzvi." And Rashi quotes from Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he kill the mitzvi? B'shem ha'mefarash. He killed the mitzvi using the tetragrammaton. I assume you know what that is. Good. Anyway, however, somehow this person is not impressed by what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he tells the Moshe the following language, "Mi somcha l'yisa b'shofet aleinu, ha'l'argeni ata omer." The fact of the matter is that if you assume that this Mofes that Moshe Rabbeinu performed, at least according to Rashi over here, is not mechayiv him to recognize the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu, so where is this Hakaras HaTov? Moshe saved him yesterday from the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu did an act of Hatzolah, and so at least mitzvah Hakaras HaTov, you shouldn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu with such chutzpah. But he has no Hakaras HaTov, and as a matter of fact, what does he do? He informs on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Torah says the day after, "Vayishma paras adav razeh." He's guilty of malshinus. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, has to run for his life. Becomes a fugitive. "Vayibach Moshe b'nei Paro, vayeshev eretz midyan, vayeshev ala be'er." And old Moshe Rabbeinu is compelled to flee. And Paro hears about what Moshe Rabbeinu had done. And if not for the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach who saved Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, Paro could have killed Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says a little bit later, you remember that Moshe Rabbeinu has... there are two children, and they are called Gershom and Eliezer. Why is Eliezer called Eliezer? What's the reason the Torah gives us? Moshe Rabbeinu would have been killed by Paro, and Hashem is Baruch intervened to save him. And now, after 60 years later, if you recall, there's a hiatus of 60 years. The Torah describes it here in Perek Gimel. Rabban has a whole discussion how long Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian. It's not clear. From the text itself, you have no indication. But Chazal speak about 60 years of Moshe Rabbeinu. In effect, escaped from Mitzrayim, went to Midian. And then Hashem tells him, at one point in time, in Perek Dalid, Lech Shub Mitzrayim. Or Lech Shub Mitzrayim here. Hashem says, go back to Mitzrayim. Kimesu kolor anoshim ha-mevakshim esnafshecha. Whom are we talking about? Who died? The answer is the Russia that you saved from the Mitzri, and his chaver, who was also a Russia, they still want to kill you. How do we know they still want to kill you? Ki mesu kol ha'anoshim ha-mivakshim es nafshecha. What is mivakshim? What tense is mivakshim? Is it past, present, or future?
Present.
Present tense, correct. Ha-mivakshim es nafshecha. They still want to kill you. Those two. How many years have passed? 60 years have passed. Which is almost a lifetime. An entire lifetime has passed, and yet these two chaps are still pursuing Moshe Rabbeinu. So why does the Torah say, Ki mesu kol ha'anoshim, if they die, mesu, eichem mevakshim. How are they mevakshim es nafshecha? So what does Rashi say? Famous Rashi? Is it Gemara Nedarim? Namely, yes?
That they're poor, so it's as if they're dead.
Correct. Ani chashiv kemes. They became impoverished as a result of them becoming destitute, so therefore, Ani is Chashu Kemes, and if they're Ani and they no longer have a Hashva and Paro, and even if they'll be Malshin on you, there's no longer a Sakana from these people, and that's why you can go back to Mitzrayim. However, they did not do Tshuva. They're still pursuing Moshe Rabbeinu 60 years after what happened. It's unbelievable that people could hold on to a kind of grudge 60 years later. So, who are these two people, according to Chazal? They are none other than Dasan Babir. Yeah, Dasan Bavira, and this, as I said, is their, shall we say, their original appearance in the Torah, but unfortunately, not their last appearance. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu begins to speak to Paro, and Paro imposes, or if you will, he intensifies the Shibud on Klal Yisrael, they also once again appear. Take a look in, you don't have it in front of you, but I'll read it for you. In Parakhes, or rather Parakeh, I believe it is. Let's see if I can find it. The end of Shemos, it should be. Vayomru aleihem. Yeireh Hashem aleichem b'yishpot asher yivashtem esvecheinu. V'enei faro v'enei avadav l'sischer b'yadav l'hargeinu. The end of Pasha Shemos, the Torah says that when they turn to Paro, in effect, you caused, you Moshe Rabbeinu, because of you, the Sheba has become intensified. And therefore, you're going to be punished. Now it's true that Paro did intensify the Shiva on Klal Yisrael because of the words of Moshe and Aaron. Even Moshe, actually, Hashem tells him afterwards, and this is what Moshe tells Hashem, rather, Hashem, lama hariyosa, lama zeh shlachtoni. Why did you make it so bad for the people? Means Moshe and Aaron, they didn't do it on their own. They're shluchim. They're obviously emissaries of Hashem's bar. That's the reason why they are being sent to Paro. And thus, suddenly, were aware of that which Moshe and Aaron did, namely all the also, so the Mosim, all the miracles that were done. However, still, apparently, they have a problem with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they blame it all on him. Yere Hashem Aleichem V'yishbog Asher Yivashtem Esvecheinu. And these individuals, Yere Hashem Aleichem V'yishbog, this I know, how do I know, by the way, this refers to the Dasa Avira? Rashi doesn't say it here. But Rashi says it later on. Rashi says it in Pashas B'shalach. In Perek Yudala Pasuk Yud Beis, with there, Das Vavirim appeared and tell Moshe Rabbeinu, "Halozeh Adava Asher Dibarnu Alecha B'Mitzrayim Leimor." This is what we told you. Chadal Mimenu V'Navdu Es Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, "Asher Dibarnu Alecha B'Mitzrayim Heichan Dibru Yeire Hashem Alechem V'Ishbo." Rashi says Das Vavirim were the people who, in effect, leveled an accusation against Moshe Rabbeinu. It's your fault. The reason why the Shibud is intensified, you're the one who did it. The onus is upon you. And this is after they saw what? The Ten Makos that Hashem has brought upon the Egyptians. After they saw Makos Bechoros, Hashem passed over the Bechor Yisrael and spared them. After they saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, after they saw the Amud Eish, after they saw the Amud Ha'anon, still they say, Halozeh Adavar Shedibar Mi'olecha B'Mitzrayim. In other words, these people, nothing is going to change their attitude or their approach. If you will, they remain as they always were. Now I just want to go even a bit further. You remember in the Parsha B'Shalach, what happens over there? After Kriyas Yamsuf, they cross the Yam, and then you have Neymara, and you have the Slav, and you have the Man. That doesn't convince them either. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Al Tasir Menu Ad Boka, don't leave over any man. How much are you supposed to take? Only that which is necessary for the day. What does the Pasuk say? They left over. And of course it was Nichshal, Bayorim, Toloim, Bayivash. And then furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that on Erev Shabbos, how many portions are you supposed to take? Two. So again, here the Pasuk says, the Lashon is very clear, that on Shabbos, Yatsu Menom, Lilka V'lom Otso. Who is this again, according to Chazal? Dasan Bavir. Somehow they remain on their merry way, even after Matan Torah, even after Har Sinai, and then once again they reappear, and they resurface again another time, later on in the Torah, namely?
Korach.
Correct. The Torah there says, unbelievable. It says that they have what to say to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. They tell him, look at what the good that you did for us. You told us that you're taking us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey. Lamaisa said, it's just the opposite. You took us out of Mitzrayim, and where is the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash? Mitzrayim. That's the land flowing with milk and honey. You took us out in order to kill us in the desert, and in effect, Dasan Baviram, they are, as I said, the entire Kol HaDerech. Dasan Baviram are essentially classic ingrates. Classic people who are not Makir Tov. And it's really uncanny, absolutely uncanny, how this quality somehow they carry throughout Klal Yisrael's sojourn in the Midbar, and basically throughout their lifetime from the moment they appear. Chazal comment, and this is what actually is quoted in the Medrash, a very famous Medrash, Chazal say that a person is not Makir Tov to that which a friend does for them, that which their parents do for them, that which their rabbeim do for them, eventually, that lack of hakaras hatov will lead to what? To kfiras tova, even klapei whom? Klapei Hashem. The Gemara says that kol hakofer b'tavasah b'chaveiro, so kofer b'tavasah shakadosh baruch hu. And thus, Rabbeim initially they deny the hatzava that Moshe Rabbeinu effected on their behalf, and eventually they were also not makir tov shakadosh baruch hu about Yitzias Mitzrayim, about anything, and as a result, their ultimate destiny, of course, was together with that of Korach, and we know what happened exactly with Adas Korach, that they were swallowed up entirely. I want to mention, in this context, in this vein, a very fascinating Gemara in Brachas and Ches, which I'm very fond of. There's a Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara says, Oreach Tov Mahu Omer. What does a good guest say? Someone's a guest at someone's home. If he's a good guest, what does he say? Kama tirchos tarach balabais bishvili. Look what he did for me. All the effort that he put into making, shall we say, my stay a very wonderful one. Kama basa hebi the funai. Kama yai hebi the funai. Kama gluskol hebi the funai. Kama shetarach latarach ala bishvili. Everything he did for me. However, the Gemara says, Oreach ra mahu omer. What does a bad guest say? Mahu tarach tarach balabais ze. What did he do for me? Pasach asachalti. He gave me some stale bread. Chaticha achas achalti. He gave me some meat, not even steak. Kol sechot shasisi. He gave me some bland water. Kol torah shetorach balabai zeh lo torach l'bishilishto obanav. That's a classic kofuto. Someone who simply is a complete and total ingrate and does not, shall we say, at all appreciate that what someone else does for him. So this midah of hakaras hatov is so fundamental. I heard many, many times from Rav Soloveitchik that this midah is so fundamental that it's the yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. He quoted it based on the Chovos HaBavos. The person who is not Makir Tov is not only not a Jew, he's not a human being. The Rishonim point out, it was mentioned, this was mentioned by Dr. El Malay, that the Chinuch writes very clearly that the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em is based on Hakaras HaTov. The Gemara says in Kedushin that even a non-Jew is obligated in Hakaras HaTov. If you remember, the Gemara says that when the Umas HaOlam heard the Aseres HaDibros, they heard the first two, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yielecha, what they say? The reaction was, L'chvod Atzma Hudavish. Hashem is egotistical, he's only interested in his own covet. That's why he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and don't have any other gods. However, once they heard, Kabeinu Tzadik V'Asimecha, Chazu V'Hoidu L'Mamar HaSarishonis. Why? Says the Chinuch, because Kibud Av V'Em is based on HaKaras HaKaras. And they themselves also are obligated in Hakaras HaTzol. And I'll just mention a very striking Yerushalmi. I'm not sure where the Yerushalmi is, but I heard it many times from Rav Nevinsol Shlita. He quotes a very fascinating Yerushalmi. I just mentioned two things. One is a Yerushalmi, and one is a riff that's also very famous that I heard from Rebbe probably in third grade or fourth grade. My father Hashem told me of this riff. But there's a Yerushalmi that tells us about a Jew who invited Talmid Chacham to come and be a guest in his home and eat, have a meal. And when the guest, the Talmid Chacham, came to the home of this Balabayas, he found seated next to him a massive dog, a mongrel. A massive dog was sitting next to the Talmid Chacham. And so the Oreach asked, why are you, shall we say, why am I seated next to a dog? Are you trying to be mavazer me? Are you trying to somehow disgrace me? Or cause me, shall we say, embarrassment? So he said, Chas v'sholom, Rebbe, Rahman l'tzad, I would be mavazer a Talmid Chacham, Chas v'sholom. No, this Kelev once saved me, and as a result, I owe him Hakaras HaTov. And therefore I decided to, shall we say, show him Hakaras HaTov by sitting next to a big Talmid Chacham. I think this Yerushalmi is in Trumas, if I'm not mistaken. I can't tell you what Perek it's in. I heard Rav Nevinsol say it about 13 years ago. Maybe twice I heard him say it. Yerushalmi in Trumas, we have to look it up. I didn't look it up. You ever hear this? He sits, the Talmid Chacham, next to this massive mongrel. I don't know if this dog had the capacity. In my neighborhood, about every other Balabais has a dog. I'm one of the few that doesn't have a dog. I'm in the Miyat. I'm a minority. Ask Rabbi Yudin Shlita. He knows people in my neighborhood. Does your brother have a dog? I mean, a dog is a man's best friend. The issue that I deal with is the issue, of course, of a dog on Shabbos, because the Bechaber Paskin, the Baal Chai, is Mukta. There's some outsanich on the Tesis in Shabbos that calls a Shita, maybe a Baal Chai is a Tachshin. What do you say? A dog is a man's best friend. Atashid. And Rabbi Lichtenstein, told me there's a tshuva, one of his talmidim, was a Raman Afula. That's what he basically is melamid zchus on a dog. A dog is a man's best friend, Atashid. I don't know, that's not my understanding of things. The only heter that I know is that perhaps the Beis on Gemara, also the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch as well, maybe to pat the hair of a dog. The Gemara speaks about someone who used his navasus to remove some lichluch. So perhaps patting the hair of a dog, maybe that's permissible, but certainly to play with the dog and the like, according to most Paskin that I know, like 99% of them, they hold that a dog is a Baal Chai is Mukta. So I discussed this in my shul, and it created a lot of angst, but I do that all the time anyway, so it doesn't disturb me, especially if it's the correct thing. I don't understand generally how people own dogs, because it's a behemah tzmeya. You shouldn't have it in your home. People do it, though, because they want to protect their houses. They find it's more effective than a security system, an alarm system. Okay, whatever the case is, this dog, it seems to me, who was sitting next to the Talmid Chacham, had the dog been given a bone, I think it would have been happier, according to my humble opinion, rather than sitting him next to a big Talmid Chacham. And whatever the case is, what was the thinking of this Balabais? The thinking was, Hakaras HaTov. And what could be a greater Hakaras HaTov than sitting him next to a big Talmid Chacham? I was speaking to Rabbi Rachman Shlita, so he pointed out, and this I heard, I said to my father, Moshom, probably over 50 years ago, a famous Shita of Betzis in Baba Kama. I was not even familiar with the Shita. My father used to say it over, that the Rif, Rabbi Yitzhak Alfasi, I assume some of you may have heard of him, the Rif actually was once the Sareach, he once was a guest with the Balabayas, who was very wealthy. And that Osher owned a Merchatz, he owned a bathhouse. And the Rif actually used that bathhouse for his own purposes and had a lot of hanah from the merchatz. At a certain point in time, that person became impoverished and was forced to sell the bathhouse in order to pay up his debts. And now the two tzadim went to the Rif to sit on the Din Torah. Because they, what Din Torah? To evaluate what was the value of this merchatz, what its worth is, what its value is, and thereby sell it for the proper price. So the Rif answered, the Rif said, I wrote down his Lashon. The Rif is founded by Baba Kama, the Aftarik Bezon Ubeis, and the Shulchan Betzes. The Rif said, Lo odun v'lo eru v'merchas hazeh. I'm not going to paskin this shayla. Lo b'necher v'lo b'shuma v'lo b'shum dava m'syachet ilav. I cannot get involved in any kind of appraisal, evaluation of anything. L'fisha nisanesi mimeno. So it's unbelievable. The Rif did not say over here that the reason why he's not getting involved because he's makir tov to the Bala Merchas. No. Whom is he makir tov to? To the Merchas itself. He's makir tov to the Merchas, to the bathhouse. He should have said to the Bala Merchas. Certainly the Rif was chayv akar satov to the Bala Merchas. And certainly this Indian was no gear more to the Bala Merchas than to the Merchas. Ubechalzos, what did the Rif say? No. The Rif said that I have to be makir tov even to a domain. That's what Rabbi Reichman and Dr. El-Malay both spoke about. The obligation of Akara Satov even to an object that's inert, inorganic. And Rabbi Reichman, of course, was speaking to him, so he mentioned as well, I don't know if you mentioned it publicly, I don't think you did. I try not to repeat anything you said, Rabbi Reichman. Hope you don't mind. So they shouldn't have any tightness on me. They already heard it. Kosha Atika Mechadatu, the Marjim Vomis, which are very makbid on these things. But Rabbi Reichman and I were speaking about the Akara Satov, Rabbi Gusman, Zechatzalik Lidrocha. I was Zochet, the issuer from him in 1971-72. I used to listen to him once a week. Rabbi Gusman was a Dayan in the Bezin of Abchai Meizer, Zechatzalik Lidrocha. Rabbi Gusman himself, Kayadua, he used to actually water the sitin that were actually in his garden, I think in the garden of the yeshiva. And the reason is because when he escaped from Vilna, when he ran away from Vilna, so he himself actually was able to save himself by he found refuge, as the pasuk says in Chumash, tachat achar asichim. He found refuge among the bushes and the thickets, and so that's how he was saved, and that's why he was not killed. And his whole life he was makir tov to these sichim. Of course, the question is obvious that these sichim and the yeshiva were not the same sichim that were responsible for saving him. But Rav Gusman Zatzal apparently felt that since this min was matzal him, the min of sichim, what do you call them? How do you translate sichim? Yeah, I know, min means species, thank you. But sichim, I'm asking, bushes. That since this type of bushes were the wells that were responsible for saving him, so even though these were in Vilna and these are in Yerushalayim, it doesn't make a difference. That there's a chiyuv to show hakara satov. And it's really unbelievable. Chazal say that Hashem is Barach, Bar Yisrael left Mitzrayim. If you remember, my mother, Leah Shalom, she used to tell me, whenever I passed by a barking dog, I should say the following pasuk. When I was 3 years old, I used to be saying this pasuk all the time. In my neighborhood, I say this pasuk 24/7. Namely, L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'echaz kel v'shona. It's one of the few pasukim I know by heart. L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'echaz kel v'shona. What does that mean? What happened with the dogs and the night that Bar Yisrael left Mitzrayim, if you remember? What? They didn't bark, exactly, in terms of Makas Bechoros, and that's where they were given the schar. What was the schar they were given? Correct, the trade for meat. The basa basada, trade for losachel, lakel, tashlichim losach, pashim mishpatim. So again, Hashem is Barach, he's not mekapeh schar, kol beryam. Hashem is Barach, he's makir tov for every single item. And even though, again, our klovim were not in Mitzrayim, bechozos, if the klovim in Mitzrayim were quiet, so then a schar also redounds to whom? To the klavim, in effect, in Eretz Yisrael. And so too, Rav Gusman, Zechatzalik Lidrocha, obviously felt in a similar kind of way. If the sichim, if the bushes in Vilna defended him, so now he sees an obligation to makir tov to the yeshiva, which is called Netzach Yisrael, in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. That's the hargasha of Adam Godel. And Adam Godel has an incredible hargasha regarding Hakara Satov. I'll just end by saying there's a medrash that tells us that, and this I think Rabbi Reichman did refer to, which happens to Yisra, Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why, even though Hashem Yisbarach told him to become a Madig in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go till he had permission from whom? From his father-in-law. Rashi quotes it. And Chazal say, the reason is because Yisra pasach lepistol, he opened up his door for me, I have an obligation of Akara Sato. And the Gemara says, the Lashon of the medrash is, Yisra pasach pistol lechadeh, nafsho chayev lo. He's even chayev to him, his very nefesh, his very soul. In other words, I'm mechuyit to meisa nefesh for that individual. Of course, we understand, it doesn't mean before to be meisa nefesh. The Jew is only chayev to be meisa nefesh for how many averos?
Three.
The three averos, the three cardinal sins, gilarai, shrich, zem, avin, azara. However, the idea is that I'm chayev akar sato, ad kedem meisa nefesh. Till the point where I'm meant to be meisa nefesh for that individual. And the person who is zoche to really absorb this idea of Hakara Satov, that person to become a great individual. And there's so many stories about Gedolei Yisrael with their Hakara Satov. It's just absolutely incredible. I could tell many, many stories. I'm not going to, because I didn't realize what time it is as usual. But the very essence of what a Jew is based on Hakara Satov. And if we are Zolcha Tivmaki Tov, as I said, to our Chaverim, to our parents, to our Rabbeim, to the Shivas we learned in, so if we're able to do that, then maybe Me'ein the Me'ein of that, we'll be able to also have Kal V'chomer, Ben Rosh Kal V'chomer, Hakara Satov to the Baruch Hu.